This is Dr. Mejia, the Chairman of the Patient Willing Cornett, CORNETT, Medical Records 1523913351119 1953, referring physician Dr. Rodrigo Baltadano. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck carpolepectomy, tattoo placement, date of procedure November 4, 2022. Indications, history of polyp, family history of colon cancer, anemia, big gastric pain, diarrhea, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, multiple colon polyps removed, period, paragraph. One polyp in the AA cecum, not removed due to Y-based biopsies for taking, period, paragraph. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD cecum for the colonoscopy, complication, non-immediate medication, aspirin, multiple anesthesia care, period. Attempted to intubate terminal ileum, unable to intubate terminal ileum despite multiple attempts, period, paragraph. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was fair to suboptimal, period, paragraph. Overall procedures per double template, pure paragraph findings, oropharynx appear normal, pure paragraph esophagus appear normal, pure paragraph stomach, mild diffuse centimini, antrum, body biopsy taken, radish pylori, pure paragraph, duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, pure biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rahas, ruas, celiac disease, pure paragraph. Colonoscopy findings. Colonoscopy findings and orectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid descending colon, no gross lesion seen, period paragraph. Some flexure here, normal, no gross lesion seen, period paragraph. In the distal transverse colon, there is a cisa polyp about 5 millimeters from over neck carpolepectomy, pure paragraph. The mid transverse colon, there are several polyps. One that is about a centimeter in size, that was cisa. And another one in mid transverse that was about 5 millimeters, so it was put removed by snake carpolepectomy. This was removed via piecemeal and put in the same jar. Two other polyps are in the mid-transverse colon. They're small, about 5 millimeters from over snake carpolepectomy, put in different jar. And a third polyp, and another polyp was in the mid-transverse colon, about 1 centimeter from over snake carpolepectomy, pure paragraph. In the proximal transverse colon, there is a cisa polyp, 1 centimeter from over snake carpolepectomy, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, cisa polyp, 8 millimeters from over snake carpolepectomy, pure paragraph. The descending colon and cecum, there's a polyp about 2 to 3 millimeters in size in each site. Co-biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. No other gross lesion seen. Some solid liquid stool present residual throughout the colon, period. Examination of the causes of optimal, period. In the cecum, the polyp was about, there's a polyp that was about 1.5 centimeter wide base, cisa. Biopsies were taken. Tattoo was placed, not removed unable to remove endoscopically through this exam, period. Biopsies were taken from the right and left side of the colon, rural microscopic colitis, period, paragraph. Please add to post-op diagnosis, impression hiatal hernia. Please add to findings, esophagus, small hiatal hernia present, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammation. Number 3, avoid incest. Number 4, monitor clinic links. Number high fiber diet. Next number 5, supplementation. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy. In 6 months, period, patient would be referred for endoscopic, so for repeat colonoscopy with EMR to CARES, C-A-R-E-S, for EMR, the cecal polyp, period. Given the nature of the prep during this exam, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months as well, period. End of dictation.